What's going on, guys? Mike here for another podcast. I guess I'm only made a couple podcasts, but I wanted to make this one about something that kind of happened lately. And, you know, people live in where I live here in Yosemite, and close family kind of know what happened, but I just kind of want to tell the story of why I'm on sick pay right now for the last 2 weeks. Probably gonna have a pretty big medical bill. I don't know. I'm kind of scared to see how much it's gonna be. Excuse me. But I had insurance, and then just why I'm on crutches, and essentially just because comes down to I bought a motorcycle. People give me flack for calling it a motorcycle. It's a scooter. It's a Vespa type scooter. That's what I keep telling like everyone. I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of like a Vespa. It's actually a maxi scooter. It's a 250cc. It's a Honda Reflex, 2002, 250cc. I found it on Craigslist with really low miles for like $1,200. So I wanted to finally get a bike, and I didn't want to spend a bunch of money. And I like this song. So I kept looking at the bike. I there was like a week where I just like, all I thought about was the bike. I just kept searching, like, things on eBay about the bike, parts. I kept searching videos and, like, reviews. And the funny thing is, like, it's not the coolest looking bike. It's just, like, you know, but it is a scooter, like a Vespa type. And so my thought process was, like, I always thought about going to, like, Philippines or, like, Europe, Italy, or like Hawaii or something. And like, I'm like, what was like the one thing I would want to do when I'm at these places? And it was like, rent a scooter, right? Like, I've always liked that, like, just the riding position. You don't have like a gas tank in front of your legs. It's like more of like a flat foot kind of thing. Like, you have a flat floor you could put on it, and you don't have to shift. It's like just chill. And I'm gonna be 100%, like, I always watched, like, skateboarders. Like, I wasn't big into the skateboarding scene, and I'd always see them in, like, these, like, different countries with, like, the scooter, and it was, like, really cool. And I was like, man, I think that would, like, add value and happiness to my life. And so I just kept searching for some, and I found that one for, like, $1,200. Actually, he wanted $1,500 for it, but, my buddy and coworker Austin, we kept messaging back and forth, and now after the fact, he's, like, looking at bikes now, which is kind of funny, but, yeah, he was, like, right there, and I'm like, dude, I really want this bike, and, like, I don't have a truck, and he has, like, a pretty fucking dope truck, and I'm like, hey, man, what if, like, we drove out there and looked at this thing and possibly picked it up. And he's like, all right, I'm down. So we both had, I don't know how our schedule synced up, but it was just like this one, pocket of time where it was like, it's either going to be today or it's not going to happen ever. Cause like we had opposite shifts. So we got like, there was just like this window of time where it was like, all right, let's go. So we drove down there, it was like past Bass Lake, California, and like we went down this like cool looking road, and then like we had to turn off to this like really sketchy road, and we're like kind of freaking out. We're like, holy shit, what's going on? There's like no phone reception, and there's like all these like rare birds flying everywhere, and like it just looked like the beginning of a horror movie, like where like the bad guys just like put like some kind of spike strip to like flatten your tires, and then you get freaking like drawn in by like the crazy people that are gonna kill you. But we made it to this house, and we saw the bike, and I picked it up. Well, I looked at it, I'm like, wow, this looks. I mean, I know what I was getting into when I was gonna buy it, and so we looked it over. Austin's like, he's like, freaking like mechanic, he's into engines and motorcycles and stuff and RC cars, and I've always considered myself like a techie, I'm not like the, I guess, I don't know if it's like a grease monkey or like mechanic dudes that are just always in the garage. Shout out Aaron Kaiser, if you're listening to this. He's like another one of my friends that are just like, there's just people that are good with like that kind of stuff. And that's never been me. So it was cool to have like another set of a pair of eyes to like take a look at the bike and make sure it's like a decent. So I researched a lot about like title transfers and like bill of sale, so I got all the documents correct, and then I got the guy down to like $1,250. So did that, went to the DMV, got that all like squared away, like registration. And the DMV kind of sucked because I passed the motorcycle test, but I failed the California driver's test like twice, and I was like on like no sleep, and it was kind of going in blind. Like I didn't read the manual for that, but I guess you have to pass both of them because I had to renew my California, like the regular Class C license. So I was like really pissed off about that. But then I went to Oakhurst, and they just handed me the motorcycle permit. So I got the permit, I got everything all squared away, everything's good, everything's kosher, up to par. We put fuel in it, we finally get back, we put fuel in it, and it just starts leaking like profusely, just like squirting everywhere. And I'm like, oh man, like my whole like super buzzed happy vibe, was stoked vibe, was just like completely diminished about all this fucking fuel just spraying everywhere. And it turned out the next day we kind of looked at it, inspected it, it was just like this little hairline cut in this fuel line, which is really cheap to fix. So I drove to Mariposa, and I kind of got like a temporary fix, and we figured that out. My buddy Richard, he's like the other guy that's like a grease monkey tool maintenance dude, and they fixed that up. So I rode around the national park here for like a day and a half or something, like after work or like during my lunch break, super stoked on the bike. And I only had like really crappy gear that like came with the bike. Like it was like a half helmet, and then I was just like wearing like regular stuff. So my maiden voyage was going to be to go to Fresno to go to Cycle Gear, which is like a motorcycle shop, and like get all the gear I wanted. Like I wanted to get like a full face helmet, like a cool helmet, and like a racing or like a leather jacket, and like the gloves. And I was just gonna put on my credit card, you know. And so I'm like, okay, this is gonna be my maiden voyage. And I had like I think it was like, I forget what it was, I switched my shifts over to like 3 p.m. to like 11 p.m. and so I worked 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. I don't know what day it was. And I worked that whole shift. And then from 11 p.m. to like 5 or 6 a.m., I was just like tossing and turning. I couldn't sleep. And I was so excited about the bike. Like, I just wanted to go ride it. And I knew that I didn't have to start until 3 p.m. the next day. So I'm like, okay, I feel good enough. Like, I don't really need that much sleep anymore. I don't know. I barely get sleep, and then I'm just like refreshed, or like I don't know what it is, but I'm like, fuck it, okay, the sun's about to come out. So I start getting everything ready, I get all my helmet ready, I get like whatever riding gear I think I have, kind of super janky ghetto. And then I'm like, okay, fuck it, let's go. I got everything's cleared, like this is all legal to do, I'm like not doing anything wrong, I'm so excited. So okay, I'm like, all right, let's go. So I get everything prepped up, and then, I started up. I'm like, okay, I cannot believe this is really happening. Like, this is really happening. I've been thinking about this bike. I've been like researching so much stuff. I don't know if you're like me, but like, I just, once I get, when I find something I'm really interested in, I just research the hell out of it on the internet, like videos, photos, articles, like the most minute details of things. Like, it's just like, I was just obsessed with this fucking bike, or whatever you want to call it, maxi scooter, people say maxi pad, that's, they're just being too stupid. So I get started up, I start the key up, I'm like, let's fucking go. And it was just like, I was having the time of my life, dude. It was like the sun was coming out, like, kind of like in that, like, where the sky is still blue and everything. And I rode through Yosemite National Park, and I was making it. I passed El Capitan, like, on my new scooter, like, looking up at El Cap when the sun is just rising and it, like, winds in my face. And, like, that was another thing. I was starting to get really cold because the gloves I had were janky, and, like, I didn't have, like, proper, like, face protection. Like, so I started, like, I'm like, okay, this is gonna be pretty interesting. So I made it to Tunnel View. I don't know if you're familiar with Yosemite National Park, but that was another thing where it's like sunrise, Tunnel View. I'm like with this new bike, and like everything just seems to be going like pretty like awesome. And then I saw my assistant manager there, and she's like, I knew that was you. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe we're here at the same time. And I was just like, oh, I'm going to be careful. I'll see you later. I'm going to head to Fresno. So to get to Fresno, it's you have to go on the California 41. And it's like this road. It's pretty windy. It's pretty, there's like a lot of different turns and like different inclines and declines. There's like, yeah, you're like on the side of a cliff kind of thing. Like sometimes you're like, if you fall, you're good. If you don't, and there's other times where you fall, you're just like gonna fall like super far. There's like deers popping out. I had to like honk at a deer. It was like, yeah, like three or four deers trying to cross at one point. I'm like, oh, fuck. This is like right in the morning, so they're probably still waking up and like probably like drinking the morning dew on the plants and things like that. And like I made it to Wawona. I kind of took a break. There was like I never went to Wawona, and I was like talking to this girl online that works in Wawona, so I wanted to check it out. So I went around the waterfall. There's like a waterfall plaza. And I just kind of took a break, and then I kind of felt like, wow, you know, riding kind of takes a little bit of energy out of you. Like, I felt a little bit, but I'm like, oh, this is fine. So I was like, oh, I'm going to keep going. I was just, like, so stoked, and so I just made it down to Fresno. I made it down, or kept going down the hill. Like, it's pretty far. Like, there's, like, these small towns, like, increments, like, little, like, sections, so, like, yeah, like, the first section you get to Tunnel View, the second section is, like, Wawona, the third section is, like, Oakhurst, and then you get to, like, Chuck Chansey, and then you get to, like, Fresno. So, like, this was only, like, I was only at, like, the second stage or whatever I would like to call it. And then, like, so I make it to Oakhurst. I kind of just blow past Oakhurst, and then I go down to Chuck Chansey, and now people are starting to wake up. The reason I wanted to go early in the morning is because, like, this is, like, my longest ride, and I wasn't too comfortable with, like, being, like, near a bunch of vehicles and stuff. So once I made it to Oakhurst and, like, Chuck Chansey, like, people were starting to wake up to do the morning commute, and it was, like, definitely, it was just definitely a little sketch, but I kind of was like, okay, this is something I gotta get used to, and as long as people can see me and I'm doing things safe and stuff like that, I should be fine. And I didn't really feel too comfortable with, like, the shitty gear that I had, but I just kept going. There was some points where on a motorcycle you could, like, shift through, like, lanes. It's called, like, filtering through. So I did that. That was really fun to do, and people were really nice. Like, some people moved over for me because they knew I was gonna go through. That was cool. And yeah, I was just having the time of my life. And then made it. I mean, there's like this part where you're near Chuck Chansey and Oakhurst, or sorry, in Fresno, where it's like this huge downhill, and it was pretty fun. I got the bike up, you know, 75, I think almost 80, because this thing is like 250cc, so it does have some power. And that was pretty cool. Like, I used to skate a lot, so I'm like kind of like an adrenaline junkie, so definitely got that adrenaline going. And so I made it down to Fresno. I, of course, I had to get some sausage egg McMuffins. And like parking it and stuff is like a whole ordeal. You have to park it and like take your helmet off. You look all cool and shit. And like people are looking at you. And it's just like, it's just a different vibe when you're like on a motorcycle or a bike or a scooter or a Vespa or whatever. It's like you're exposed to the elements. And I get it now why like people are drawn to the whole like motorcycle thing. But like at the same time, like there's different, it's just like when you look at anything, there's different styles. People have different stees, you know, like there's like the hardcore leather biker guys and there's like the street bikers and there's like the dirt bikers. Like it's just like skateboarding too. There's like the like punk rock skaters, like there's like the, you know, more like urban style skaters, or there's like just like vert, and it's just like whatever, everyone always has their own style with stuff, and just that goes the same way with like the motorcycle and like scooters and stuff. Like so I make it to get this, I get the sausage egg muffins, I call up my buddy, I'm like, dude, I fucking made it to Fresno. Like I challenge anyone to, you know, try to make it pretty, it's a pretty crazy road. In retrospect, maybe I should have practiced a little bit more, before I took on such a kind of crazy windy road. But, once I get to the story of how I like my foot's all fucked up, I didn't make any wrong turns. I didn't make any wrong braking. There was like one thing, I'm gonna be honest, I think one thing I was like, okay, fuck, I need to correct it, and I corrected it. But back to McDonald's, I called my buddy, I'm like, hey, I made it to Fresno. The store that I wanted to go to, the Cycle Gear shop, didn't open for like an hour and a half or so. So I'm just like cruising around Fresno and like trying to find places to go do, see what's open. It was like still kind of early, and I'm drinking White Claw, not a sponsor, but drink White Claw. And like, so I'm driving around just chilling. I made it to In-N-Out and they didn't open till like 10 a.m. or something, so I couldn't get a fucking hamburger. And I eventually didn't get one until because I left, but anyway, the cycle shop opened. I got all geared up. The people at Cycle Gear Fresno are really helpful, awesome. And there was like a father and son duo, and they were really like polite and really friendly, and they weren't like pushing me to buy stuff. They were like helping other people and like kind of helping me at the same time, kind of checking in on me, and they're like, just try everything on, whatever you want to do. And they were really like, I've never had like, sometimes when you get into something new, sometimes people are just like kind of like, oh, you're like a noob and like look at this newbie, or you kind of feel uncomfortable. But they were just so like open in arms, and like, yeah, they're just like, try stuff on. They probably wanted me to spend money there, which I eventually did. But shout out Cycle Gear Fresno, they were fucking really awesome, and I'm gonna go back there soon. So I get all this stuff, I get the gear, I fucking check out, and then I'm walking out to my bike, I'm like, dude, this is really happening. I just got the bike, now I have really good gear. And I start putting it on, I'm like, all right, it's time to go back. I start at like 3 p.m. so the drive is like probably almost like under 2 hours, so I wasn't trying to go all fast and stuff. And I'm like, man, should I like stop somewhere else and get one more thing of food? Because like fast food and good food is kind of scarce in Yosemite. But I'm like, I'll probably eat in a different, like a further town away, you know. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So I'm starting to head back to past Fresno, back to those different stages that I was talking to you about. And I almost forgot there's another stage called Coarse Gold. It's like another small town. So everything's fine, everything's good, kosher. I'm just like just getting used to the bike, getting used to like how the wind hits on me, how it feels, like the acceleration, braking, how it feels to like follow a different car or have a car follow you, like using the blinkers or your like hand signals and just kind of like cruising. And I want to get like Apple AirBuds next time so I could listen to some cool music while I'm doing it, just like in one ear. So I make it to Coors Gold. I'm like starting to get hungry at this point. Remind you, I only had about an hour and a half or 2 hours of sleep, probably less, maybe not even an hour. I think it almost been, it was just like, I was resting in my bed, but it was hard to fall asleep. So I go to Subway, and I kind of wish I didn't go to Subway, and if I did, I wish I would have stopped at Coors Gold and got like in this like quad shot espresso, you know, whatever the 5-1 is. I should have just got like espresso like down my gullet. And I think I did get into a food coma before all of this. So I get my sandwich that I normally get at Subway. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll maybe later, but got it. I ate it. I had like a Coca-Cola. And I stopped at like this Napa auto store to get like a part that I needed. And I'm like chilling. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm making good time. I'm going to start at 3 p.m. I'm going to make it to the park. It's like probably like, I don't know, like one something. So like, I was like making okay time, not like great time. Like I still had to like kind of hurry up. So I start making it back to the valley. Everything's good. And then all of a sudden, you know, I have to keep going. And then I start feeling like, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you ever get kind of tired, your eyes get kind of heavy, and you then you start getting that little like shocking like shaky feeling, and you got to kind of like snap out of it really quick. So I got it like once, and I'm like, okay, that's okay. Maybe that's just I'm kind of sleep deprived. And I keep driving. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make it. And then I opened my windshield visor on my motorcycle helmet to get some air. Maybe I needed to just like, you know, get a kind of like a shock or something. And this kind of takes me back to another story. Like, when I was coming back from San Diego and my buddy Joe was like in another town and he wanted to get a ride back up to the park. And like at the end of it, we were like blasting the radio and then we cranked up the air conditioner and he was like shining like a headlamp in my eyeball. I think I might have slapped myself at one time too. And he's just like, wake up. And we made it that night. But this was just like me. And there's almost like when you're riding, there's almost like this like serenity, kind of peace feeling when you're riding. So that's not, it's almost like you're getting a rockabye baby kind of thing, you know, it's like just peaceful. So maybe like one or two more hit me again and I'm like, fuck. My initial plan, I wanted to make better timing and stop and try to take a nap or just chill out for a second, but I didn't get to do that. And I'm driving. I'm in like more of like, I made it to the park in Yosemite. And after this whole thing, the tow driver said that I was near Avalanche Creek and Chicopin Creek, a little bit above it. I kept driving or riding the bike. And the next thing that happened was, this one was a way deeper one, more of like a shock to the whole system. I got that shock tired feeling. I tried to shake it off really quick. My shoulders and my wrists, everything kind of went like, no, like just kind of just, it was almost like the electrical connection just kind of like dropped for like your internet connection drops for like a second. And I'm on the motorcycle. It was after a right turn, and yeah, it just everything kind of just short circuits. I hit both the brakes, and the next thing I know, I'm just like, I literally said, oh, fuck. I literally said, oh, fuck. I'm starting to hit the brakes. I don't know how, I think I was going under the speed limit. I don't know how fast I was going. Hit both the brakes. Then I start trying to lean to the left because I'm trying to save it to the last possible moment. And then I'm like, okay, this is happening right now. I just remember, eventually I fell into a ravine, but before that I was kind of like in the air. I'm like, oh fuck. This could be it. Like this could be, I don't know what's going to happen right now. I'm just like pretty much along for the ride. And I grew up skateboarding, and I jumped down stairs, and like I've bailed a bunch of times. Like growing up, I got stitches, broken my foot, or like my kind of like, I don't call it my foot, but it's like my pinky toe, like the flat foot right below the pinky toe, that kind of thing. And sprained my wrist and got stitches, and like I knew it was going down, so, and I knew how to fall. So I kind of just tucked my helmet into my left wrist. And then I just remember like the helmet sliding on the ground, on the rocks. And I'm just like, oh fuck. And I like fucking just sliding, dude. Like I fell through the air, landed in a ravine and slid. Now I don't know where my left foot hit, but it either hit like a granite rock, like a huge tree branch, or the bike fell on it. The next thing I felt was just excruciating pain from my left foot and shin area. It just went, it actually kind of went completely numb and cold. I couldn't move it. And I saw a hole in my pant leg. And I just thought, like either my leg is gone or it's like broken or like a bone sticking out. And I was kind of scared to look at it. I don't know if you've ever gotten hurt like that, where you're just like, you're scared to like look at it, you know, like, you know, something's up, something was wrong. And then I looked at my wrist and I knew something was wrong too. Like it was just, my wrist was really hurting. And then my hip was hurting too. So the first thing I looked at was like, so I'm in the ravine. I'm at the bottom of the ravine, and I see my bike. I don't know if the throttle was still stuck or something, but it was like facing the different direction. I was at the bottom of the ravine. And luckily there was two women that were in a car behind me. I don't know if they witnessed it or saw me after. And one of them was a physician. They were like, are you okay? Don't move your neck. We're going to get help on the way. And just like reassuring me. And I was just like, fuck, I gotta get out of this ravine, dude. My leg is just the most pain I've ever felt. I kind of came to, I didn't black out or get knocked out or anything. I was like, fuck, I gotta get out of this ravine. So I started hopping on my right foot out of the ravine. And I got like out of the ravine and kind of where the slant was. And the ladies put like a rock under my leg, my left leg. And I took my helmet off. They started asking me what my name was, like what day is it, stuff like that, to see if like everything's okay. And they're asking me like my neck's okay. And luckily, I saw like blue and red lights, like a ranger. I don't know what kind of Ranger it was, MPS or, I think it must have been MPS, but they were, like, literally right in the vicinity, so, like, my odds, I got lucky, dude, like, I got so lucky, and they called for an ambulance, and they said the ambulance is on the way, and then, I kind of, the next part of it was just, I was, like, in so much pain. I don't really know, like, the whole next couple sequence of things happened, but I know, like, there were just people asking me questions, and they ended up cutting off my brand new motorcycle jacket I just bought. Like, I literally bought it, like, 45 minutes before it happened, so it saved me, and it did its job, and the new helmet that I bought saved me. And the gloves saved my my hand. But now I'm just like, okay, what's I've never, this is like crazy. I'm what the fuck? So the ambulance comes. They put like an inflatable like thing around me, and it's almost like it's like it has foam, and then they like the air, almost like a vacuum seal, and then it, like, vacuum seals, like, molds to your body. So they put me in this thing, and they, like, vacuum sealed me, essentially. So it's, like, this perfect mold of my body, and then they lift me, and they put me on the, you know, the ambulance wheel, whatever you want to call it. And now I am looking straight up in the ambulance at the lights, at where possibly people had their last moment of life looking up the same area. And Holly was my ambulance tech. I don't know. She was MPS, but I think she was acting as a ambulance. I don't know the exact things and, or, you know, the what exactly what she was. All I know is she was trained in like medical first responder training, and I don't know what her like rank is and things like that. That's what I was just getting at, not to diminish anything from her. I don't know what she is. But IV, she asked me what my pain level is, and I'm a nerd, and I'm like 7, and then like I'm just like 6.5s, and then they finally got it after the fentanyl. I don't know how many micro doses they gave me, but they finally got me down to 4. Still painful though, and like every fucking turn, and like the ambulance driver like bumping over something was just like fucking excruciating pain on my left foot and everything. Oh, they cut my pants off, too. They had to cut my pants off. So I'm sitting there with, like, my boxers just, like, covering my freaking ball sack. And, the keys, all my keys, my helmet, and all that stuff was left at the scene. And they just gave me my backpack and my wallet. I had my, I had some clothes, like just some shirts, sweater, clothes. That backpack might have saved me a little bit too, because it was kind of had like a cushion. And I had my wallet, my vape, and my phone. And now I'm just on fentanyl, getting transported to Fresno. And apparently, like, the ambulance that is in Yosemite has like a certain jurisdiction, because we're on federal land, so it can't like go to a certain spot. So I had to be, they called a rendezvous, and I got transferred to another ambulance, and that was pretty painful, because there's just like a bunch of moving and shaking and just a whole transfer situation. And then I had to meet like another ambulance person. I don't even know his name, but shout out Holly. She took care of me, made me feel comfortable. She was very nurturing and very logical, and was just telling me I'm going to be all right, and really just kept me calm. And shouts out to Holly. Shouts out to the other guy too. I forgot his name. I was just like, I just wasn't, I'm bad with names in the beginning. But just, he was really, he was more quiet and like, but he was being more honest and telling me how lucky I am. And apparently they had like another motorcycle guy that just like passed away the other day. He was just telling me like how lucky I am. And they were like, oh, we just tried to do everything we could to save him. And that was kind of like eye-opening and like, fuck, man. Like, could have been a lot worse. And I made it to almost to St. Agnes, Fresno. It seemed like an eternity. And they're like, I'm like, how much longer? How much longer? And like, I'm like, can you give me some more something? And they didn't give me any more. I was still rolling on like the fentanyl that I got from the first ambulance, but it kind of lasted. And they're like, okay, we're almost here. We're gonna take you out soon. And I'm like, dude, can I hit my vape? I quit smoking cigarettes, but I have the vape mod. Shout out to Austin, got me on that. They're like, sure, you can't hit it in the ambulance, but once we get out. So like, they're pulling me out and they're like, here you go, here's your vape. They took it out of my bag for me. And I'm just like, oh fuck, I'm gonna hit it. I'll hit it right now. So there I am. Dosed up on fentanyl. Wonder how many micrograms they gave me. My foot's fucked up, my wrist is fucked up. Just crashed my scooter. And I'm still tired, too. I was like, don't think I got, like, any, like, energy. I got no sleep. So I was kind of, like, maybe taking, like, a little... I think I might have been a little bit more calmer in the ambulance ride. Because I do get kind of claustrophobic. And it is a little bit claustrophobic. And the fentanyl gives you nausea. But I think I was a little bit more calm since I didn't have that much sleep. And then, yeah, I just remember, like, when you're in an ambulance, when you're in one of those, the ambulance, whatever you want to call it, the fucking things that they push you in, you're just, like, kind of looking up, you can't really turn. So I just see this, like, St. Agnes building, or whatever, I don't know, the logo, or whatever it was, and I'm just, like, hitting my vape, and I just see the cloud of smoke, chucking clouds right before I go in. And then the rest is just, like, going into the ER. They're, like, I get assessed by, like, you know, the first doctor guy. And he's, like, fucking moving my foot all around. And it fucking hurts, like, shit. And I'm, like, fuck. And then you could just hear the other people in the ER, too, in pain, like, screaming and crying. And, like, it's just, like, terrible sounds. And then I have to get an x-ray on this cold fucking thing. They have to put me on this thing and... my foot is hurt, and then, like, it's just, like, these fucking, like, intern, like, young, like, people that are just in training or whatever, like, goofing around talking about, like, restaurants they were gonna go to for lunch, and, like, I'm just sitting here in pain, and then they're, like, oh, you have to put your foot right here on the fucking cold stainless steel, and you have to put it flat and hold it, and, like, she's, like, adjusting the camera. Those fucking x-ray technicians, some of them are cool, and some of them are fucking... stupid. And then I haven't gotten a room yet, so I'm like in the hallway, and like other people are trying to go through the hallway, so they have to like fucking move me. And then they finally put me in like one of the ER rooms, and I'm like, okay, fuck, what now? And they have to put me on another IV. Oh, they gave me fluids. I guess I was, like, dehydrated, too. So they gave me fluids in the ambulance. And then... I was in the room. And they start, like, looking at everything. And then they're like, nothing broke. It's nothing. I'm like, are you serious? This feels like it's fucking broke. And now, by the time I'm in the room, like, the fentanyl that they initially got from the first ambulance, not the second, is starting to wear off. And then I'm in the ER for like probably 5 or 6 till 11 at night, and it was just, like, a different whole sequence of events that happened, like, them injecting me with numbing stuff to put staples in my wrist and clean it, and then they were, they put some topical numbing cream on my, all the road rash that I had to, like, clean it, and then it kind of got to the point where, and then they hit me with another pain relief IV. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it's called. And that was just like, I just felt like this whole rush in my whole entire body of just like, it was warm. And then like everything kind of got, felt better. And then they put like a gown on me. And then I got, like, those, like, paper pants because, like, all my clothes got cut off me. And it kind of got to that point where it's, like, are you going to stay? Like, I don't know if they're going to, like, keep me overnight or I could get out of here. And I'm stuck in Fresno, 2 hours away, with no ride, no people. And I was, like, calling my family, my grandpa, and, like, mom and friends. And I'm just kind of far away from everyone, and I'm just by myself in the ER, and like at like 11 p.m. I'm like, okay, they're like, let's see if we can walk. I'm like, I can't walk. They gave me crutches, some Tylenol, and then I ordered they're like, okay, we're gonna, you can order. I'm like, I'm gonna order Uber. I called, like, the local, like, the closest hotel, and I took an Uber. Well, they, like, released me, they wheeled me out, and I took the Uber to the hotel, and then I got Uber Eats, and I fucking bought so much fucking Carl's Jr., and Uber Eats, you can order fucking alcohol, too. So I'm like, dude, I think I spent, like, fucking 40 or 50 bucks on, like, fucking Carl's Jr. and beer. And that shit smacked like no other. Like, I didn't eat. The only thing I had that day was like those Egg McMuffins in the morning. So I just, the Uber Eats girl is pretty cute, the delivery girl. And I tipped her like 2 beers. And then I was stranded. And I woke up the next morning. Aaron, this girl I was talking to online, said, because I posted something online, I needed a ride, I was stuck in Fresno, and she's like, oh, I'll pick you up. So Aaron picked me up, got the directions to the hotel, and like, I'm like, I've been kind of like, whatever, just kind of flirting online, and this is the first time I ever met her, and I'm like here with fucking, like, no, like, paper pants from the fucking ER, and like, no shoes, with like hospital socks on, and like, luckily I had my sweater, and I'm like, I got a prescription or whatever for like hydrocodone, so I put that order in for like the nearest CVS, which was like at the Target in Fresno, and like, I'm like, I want pants. I need pants and I need like underwear. So we went to Target, I filled up the prescription, and then I'm, like, on the fucking, I was like, can you go ask someone if they have, like, those motorized scooters for, like, the handicapped people? And they're like, sure enough, they had them, got on one of them, and I'm just, like, scooting around. I felt like, I don't know, fucking Dr. Evil or something. And I'm, like, scooting around, like, I got an ankle brace, I got, like, Tylenol, and then I got, like, Kirby socks. I saw some Kirby socks that just cheered me up. And then I finally found, like, the clothing section. I bought pants and underwear. And then I went to the dressing room, and I put them on, and I didn't take them off. And I was like, fuck it. Get a manager. I'm just going to pay for these and wear them out because, like, this is bullshit. And then immediately it just felt, like, a million times better. And then we're trying to drive back, and all of a sudden we see a car accident that happened right next to us. Like, this lady was trying to speed up, and then, like, we didn't get into the right lane, and this lady just fucking slams right into the car in front of her. So, like, I'm just, like, fucking, like, getting off this crash, and I see just another crash. It was, like, fucking PTS shit happening, and, like, I mean, Starbucks finally make it to where I kind of crashed. I'm, like, trying to find out the exact location and, like, looking out the window, and I couldn't find it, and, like, I'm still going to try to go back and try to find it, but, yeah, made it back to the park, and then I had to start making phone calls. Yep, like, when you get in the car, like, you have to call, like, your insurance company, you have to call your bosses, you have to call your family, you have to, like, are you gonna try to, like, repair the car or your motorcycle, or are you gonna, like, total it out? And then, like, you gotta look at, like, your hospital bills, and then you gotta, like, contact your, like, pharmacy, like, see if you can get the pharmacy to get your medication, and, like, it's, like, this whole, like, just, like, fucking onslaught of just phone calls that I had to do, and I finally got everything done, and it was just, like, okay, now I could finally just relax. And then, like, yeah, I told my managers, like, yeah, I have a week off, and then, like, I finally made it back to my bed in my room, and just kind of had a look at the whole situation. And then a couple days went by, and I went to the local clinic here in Yosemite, and they, like, took the staples out, and they gave me another week extension. And then I started ordering parts, new parts for the motorcycle. I still haven't gotten the hospital bill yet. Oh, the other thing is, like, your car's towed too, so you have to, like, call. I had to contact the garage. And, like, the manager wasn't there, and he wasn't going to be back on Monday or Tuesday. And they, like, gave me this, like, initial bill for, like, $300 or $400. I'm like, fuck, man, that's, like, a lot of money. And, like, luckily I got so lucky. Clay at the garage, shout out Clay, he wiped the whole bill clean. So I got, like, $300 or $400 saved on that. And then, shout out Austin, we got the bike to a spot where we can start working on it. And, like, as I started feeling better, we were, like, kind of doing, like, an overview of, like, all the damage for the bike. And we kind of, like, I got a notepad and, like, looked at everything and started looking at parts on eBay. And, like, now the parts are almost all here. And my foot is still healing. It's bruised, swollen. And my managers probably weren't too happy with me being off work. And then I'm just like, fuck, I got to start making some extra money. So I started, I'm like, I'm going to have a little garage sale, you know, people might feel bad for me on crutches and buy stuff, support me. And I posted on the local Yosemite Exchange system, which is like this, like, kind of like a local, you know, local, what you call it, where you post stuff. And like where you post flyers, or if you have garage sales, or you're selling extra stuff or you need information. So some people came through, bought some stuff. I had Venmo, Cash App, and I made some money, some extra money to chip away at, like, some of the stuff that I've been paying for, like parts and bills. And now I'm still off work watching Jurassic Park, but I really hope you enjoyed this story, and thank you for people that have listened to the whole thing through. I'm okay. It could have been a lot worse. I just want to thank, like, all the people in the hospital and, like, ambulance, all my, like, family and friends, coworkers, and, yeah, it's just a learning experience. And just, if there's anything you take away from it, just make sure that you get rest before you go out and do anything crazy, or if you're sending it, you know, just make sure you have enough rest, whether it's like climbing or going on a motorcycle or skateboarding or driving. Just, you know, sleep is really important. And I wish I would have pulled over and just told my manager I'm going to be a little bit late, or I wish I would have got an espresso that's in Coarse Gold, but there's nothing I can do about it now. It's just kind of a learning experience. And yeah, I'm just healing, and I'll be back. So,
anyway, thank you for listening. I almost said watching. I do have Instagram, MikeDF5, Michael Delgado on Facebook. Twitter is MikeD8888. And maybe I'll do another one of these. But anyway, take care. And yeah, thank you guys. I'm all right. Get some rest before you do some crazy stuff, okay? All right, later.